Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 76 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic for those navigating narcissistic abuse. What to do when others can't see the red flags in the narcissist's behavior? Yep, it's time to unmask the narcissism around us. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to self-regulate with a simple 4-4-8 breathing exercise. We're going to inhale for 4, hold for 4, and exhale for 8, if you'd like. Ready? And try placing your hand on your heart as you do this. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How does that feel? You know, in the heat of the moment, when you're under siege, self-regulation can be easily overlooked. However, it's an essential part of identifying and confronting narcissistic behavior. Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in.
Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor! Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care, and to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse.
As I've shared with you before, I've experienced both sides of the red flag equation in dealing with narcissists. I've had people point out red flags and issue warnings to me, and I've pointed out red flags to others and warned them. Both scenarios are frustrating. The difference is the timing of the frustration. So as a target of narcissistic abuse, I couldn't see who and what I was dealing with at the time that I was warned. But I still managed to express my gratitude for the heads up and committed to keeping my eyes open in the situation. That was the best I could do at the time. Now, I was frustrated with myself for not seeing it and disconnecting sooner. And that kicked in later after the narcissist in my life got exposed or revealed themselves. As a whistleblower, I felt immediately frustrated by the challenge of articulating what had happened to me and to others in a way that the target that I was trying to warn could hear. And when I felt that I had successfully done that, I expected the target to take action immediately, like right now. And that wasn't always the case. Sometimes it can take months, years even, for people to see clearly. Can you relate? Here are three essential strategies to unmasking narcissism around you. Number one, trust your gut in identifying narcissistic behavior. It is crucial to learn the red flags of narcissistic behavior. Narcissists share similar criteria, as is mentioned in the DSM-5, including grandiosity, preoccupation with fantasy, special status, the need to have excessive admiration, entitlement, exploitation, lack of empathy, that's a big one, envy and arrogance. The more you know, the faster you go. So if you were raised in a narcissistic family or other dysfunctional environment, you were likely conditioned to tolerate toxic behavior. And this will impact your ability to do things like pick a friend, choose a partner, and cultivate healthy relationships in life. So you'll stay on this relational hamster wheel until you know who you're dealing with and know who you are, like I always say. And I've been there, and I'm here to help. So pay close attention to how someone interacts with others and how they treat you in different situations. Trust your instincts if something feels off. When you sense something isn't right about someone's behavior, trust your intuition. Don't dismiss your feelings or brush them aside like, oh, they're probably just going through something, or oh, maybe they just have gas, or maybe they're tired or hungry. Your instincts are powerful tools for identifying toxic dynamics. Sharpen them and use them. Number two, plant seeds of awareness to address others' blind spots. It is so frustrating when friends, family, or colleagues can't or won't see the narcissist for who they truly are. Am I right? So trying to force others to see the truth can backfire. I've experienced that too. Trauma bonds and cognitive dissonance are very powerful. Look those up. For example, the narcissist may be meeting a need for their target, and that need is being prioritized over the warnings from others and your own observations of behavior that seem off. The target may double down. They may display fierce loyalty to the narcissist and ask you to set your feelings aside and get on board, back them up, play nice, get along, etc. These mind-blowing conversations can leave you feeling invalidated, isolated, and even defeated. I was just talking to a friend about this the other day, which can then tempt you to amplify your message of warning, which can get messier, and it can lead to this mutual frustration between the target and the whistleblower who's trying to issue this warning. What can you do? Well, you can focus on gently planting seeds of awareness and providing support when the target is ready to see things clearly. So rather than confronting others head on, maybe more subtly share your observations and concerns. ask open-ended questions that prompt reflection and thoughtful responses, such as, how have you noticed the effect of their behavior on us? Or, what pattern do you notice here? When you plant seeds of awareness, that can open the door to more meaningful conversations down the road. It can take time, and it can take a lot of patience. We've all been there at some point or another in each one of these roles, whether it's a target or a whistleblower. So just keep that in mind moving forward. Number three, set and communicate boundaries assertively. One of the most powerful tools for protecting yourself from narcissistic abuse is setting clear boundaries. Narcissists don't like them. Establishing boundaries communicates your needs and limits, which makes it harder for narcissists to manipulate or control you. So be clear, direct, and assertive. Use I statements to express your needs and the consequences if your boundaries are crossed. For example, you could say something like, I need space when I feel overwhelmed, and if that boundary is not respected, then I'll need to step back from the relationship, or I'll need to end the conversation. Clear language matters, and it can help you to create the space you need to stay safe and sane in dealing with narcissists and their targets, quite frankly. Let's recap three essential strategies to unmasking narcissism around you. Number one, trust your gut in identifying narcissistic behavior. Number two, plant seeds of awareness to address others' blind spots. And number three, set and communicate boundaries assertively. Remember, when it comes to unmasking narcissism around you, gentle guidance creates awareness and vibrance. Together we can create healthier lives. Thanks for tuning in. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.